Do you like secrets? I know I do. And one of the great things is that it often plays into some wonderful stories. And a wonderful story is coming to Playhouse in the Park beginning on September 5th, and that is The Secret Garden. And joining me for an interview is the director of The Secret Garden, Marcia Milgram Dodge. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also, shall we say, one of the stars of the play, Caitlin Cohn. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Now, this is a classic children's story that actually transcends the whole child genre. Adults have read this for many, many years. It's a wonderful story. Let's start with you, Marcia. When approaching a classic story like this that appeals to so many different ages, what are some of the things you look for in what you do with the show?
Well, for me, theater and musical theater in particular is about relationships. And it's relationships to many things. It's not just a human being to another human being, but in the case of The Secret Garden, it's human beings to nature. It's our beautiful scenic design and the relationship that the actors have with props that they pick up and scenery that they interact with. And of course, it's relationships between the characters. And what's cool about The Secret Garden, the musical, is that Marcia Norman and Lucy Simon, the authors and composer, invented these dreamers who are, I'll let you kind of figure out who they are, but they are another character that's added. There's eight of them, and they really interact with the characters, the primary characters, in all sorts of cool ways.
And now, Caitlin, do you consider yourself one of the dreamers involved?
I mean, in a way, I definitely do. I play Mary Lennox. She's the 10-year-old girl in the story who basically goes on this major journey with the dreamers to find the garden and ultimately bring her family back together and bring this really dark, terrible house back to life. And so, although I don't play a dreamer per se, I definitely do believe that in many ways Mary is a dreamer, and the dreamers sort of come from her imagination. And Marcia's been really brilliant and allowed everything in this play to really come from Mary's point of view. So the dreamers are really very much a part of Mary.
There are a lot of themes in this particular show. There's family, there's friendship, there's love, both new and rediscovered. What are some of the things that you're hoping to bring to audiences with these and other themes?
Well, it's imperative that there's an audience. The story is the kind of story that I want to create empathy from the audience to Mary's plight and to poor Archibald, who is still in mourning 10 years later over the death of his wife, to such a degree that he doesn't even create a living relationship with his son. And so what I want everybody to do is lean forward in their seats and help Mary find the key and help her find the door to the garden and send all that energy to her. Whether they know the story or not, I think they're going to latch on to Mary's insanely mysterious adventure and the relationships of service. And also, death and mourning are very palpable. And sadly, I believe that that is something that everybody can relate to. And I hope that they will find the opportunity to allow their hearts to blossom, to receive this redemption that comes. It seems very spiritual. And the book really takes a turn, particularly at the end, the actual book by Frances Hodgson Burnett. But our story allows that sort of spirituality to permeate so many different characters. So I think there's something for everyone in that regard.
Caitlin, when approaching the role, Mary revives the garden, revives the family.
Yes.
It's a huge undertaking for a 10-year-old girl.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you think about the role and how you approach what Mary is doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I could talk for hours about this because I love Mary and I adore this story. The first thing that I think about when I think about Mary, which might not be what everyone thinks, is I think she's a fighter. I think she's strong. I think she's extremely intelligent and wise beyond her years and brilliant. And I love the fact that she finds all of this inner strength and is so brave and so courageous and just lets it all go to everybody around her. And she has the biggest heart for someone who's been through so much. I mean, I can't even imagine living the life that she's lived in 10 years, losing her parents, being shipped off to a place that's completely and utterly foreign to her. It's insane. It's crazy. And so I think the idea that by using her strength, she can learn to find love and light in places that are seemingly so dark and so closed to all of that, I think that's extremely powerful. And I love that that magic is something that, yes, it's, you know, magical and like special, but it's so real. It's so authentic. And like we can all, you know, be inspired by what she does.
With musicals, of course, the reason that are musicals is you get to a certain point and you can't say it anymore and you start singing it. And to that end, music is such an important part of the show. How do you all feel about the music in this show?
Oh my gosh, the music is, you know, we're all sitting there with Kleenex boxes and Lucy Simon told us that she composes on the voice, not on an instrument. Although the voice is an instrument, she doesn't play piano. So she sings everything. So that when you understand that all of these melodies came out of her song, there's something deeply moving about that. She has really tapped into the sort of subconscious of these characters in the music. And it roils around and it is relentless at times, and then it is beautifully romantic at times when it calls for. And in collaboration with Marsha Norman's lyrics, it's just a complete merging of something so pure and authentic. It feels like the absolute right music for this story.
Yeah, I mean, just going off of everything that Marsha so eloquently just said, I think, quite honestly, she just wrote from her heart and, like, is so singable and it's so relatable and it's so pure and beautiful. And it's like you can't help but want to just be a part of it when you hear that music. It's gorgeous.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Marsha Milgram Dodge, director of The Secret Garden. Thank you, Marsha.
My pleasure.
And special thanks to Caitlin Cohn. Thank you so much, Caitlin.
Thank you.
For more information on The Secret Garden, running September 5th through October 3rd at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, as well as the rest of their 2015-16 season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Good morning, Ben.
Ah, back again to thee, are you?
I saw that robin again. I know where he lives, too. It's that square garden with a tall hedge all round it.
Ah, missy, that were Miss Lily's garden.
Her garden? But I want to see it. Can you show me the door?
No, I can't. When she died, your Uncle Archibald locked the door. Said no one was ever to go in that garden again. And buried the key. And now the ivy's grown up over the door, so even I don't know where it is anymore.
Maybe that's why the robin is chirping all the time. He wants someone to climb over the garden wall and work on it.
You stay away from Miss Lily's garden, or you'll like to find yourself back on boat, or worse.
Who is that boy?
That's Martha's brother Dickon, conjuring with that stick of his.